Welcome back to Rhode Island Public Radio's live broadcast of the Rhode Island Philharmonic Pops Concert. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. The setting for tonight's concert is the Temple to Music, one of the most recognizable spots in Roger Williams Park. It's also part of a major renovation project spearheaded by the Rhode Island Foundation. The foundation is celebrating its 100th anniversary, in part with tonight's Pops concert, but also with a major fundraising effort for the future of Roger Williams Park. To find out more, I sat down with Jessica David, who's leading up the project.
Thank you for having me.
How did you, as a foundation, get interested in the park as a project?
Well, Rhode Island has many beautiful parks, both state-owned and locally owned parks and recreation facilities. Roger Williams Park is really special, though. It is our largest and really our flagship urban park. It is one of the most beautiful urban parks in the country. And it's really deeply connected with Rhode Island's history. Roger Williams Park was founded when Betsy Williams, who is Roger Williams' great-great-great-granddaughter, bequeathed the first 100 acres of the park to the city of Providence in, I believe it was in the 1870s. So it's a very special place that's really deeply connected to our history, and we felt is really the backyard for certainly people in Providence, but all over Rhode Island.
And so what are your plans for the park?
We are leading a $10 million campaign to raise funds for the park. Half of that money will go into immediate capital improvements. So the Temple to Music, the casino, the bandstand, the Museum of Natural History.
And part of this $10 million, approximately half of it, will go towards creating a fund for the park's future upkeep.
We are forming the Roger Williams Park Conservancy, which is a nonprofit organization that will be here forever to steward, to help maintain, enhance, program, communicate around Roger Williams Park. And so $5 million of what we raise will create an endowment that will provide a permanent source of funding for that conservancy and really put it on good footing for the future so that we're not in the same position we are right now in the next 100 years.
What's your sense, Jessica David, of how we got here? How did the park go for 100 years without having much upkeep?
I think that there's a lot of reasons. Certainly attention, political will, available funding, the local economy, resources that were available, the demands on the public sector and the public budget have increased dramatically. And we see this not just in Rhode Island, but all around the country. The notion of a conservancy actually is a national best practice. And it's because municipalities and states are not able to put up the resources that they used to be able to.
And you've been spearheading this project. So if you could do anything, what would be your vision for what the park might look like 5 years from now?
You know, Roger Williams Park is a center for community. It's where we celebrate everything from community-wide, like today, to families having a picnic or churches having, an afternoon cookout here. And so it really is, it's a place for community, and I want to see it well used and enjoyed and programmed for everyone in Rhode Island. And also to look to the future. So not just what is the park that we have today, but what's the park that serves us in 2016, in 2050, and well beyond.
Can you envision a time when, the ponds are so clean they can be fished in?
I can. We have a little ways to go. Actually, a lot of people do fish in Roger Williams Park. It's a great place to fish. We encourage you not to eat the fish, but it's a great place to be out on the water. And we really do want to get to a point where the water is safe to enjoy fully.
How long do you think that might take?
That's probably a very long term. I would say, decades.
Well, Jessica David is the Senior Vice President of Strategy and Community Investments at the Rhode Island Foundation, and she's been spearheading the initiative in Roger Williams Park. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Elizabeth.